item number 17, report of possible discussion, temporary development regional security system, transfer of O&M agreement, John Hopkins, from the Lord Mason Region 9.
Directors, this action item and the one that, that follows it are, neither of them are action items. They're both reports. I can expound on them if you wish, or did late, late hour of the day. I can just answer any questions that you have about it. Bottom line is, we're in the process of entering into our agreement, an interim operating agreement with the cities of Temple and Belton to continue our operations of the Temple Belton Regional Sewer System. And that'll take us through 2014, where we'll go through an RFP process.
Will we continue to operate them, or are they, are the cities operating now?
Well, what's happening is, we'll continue operating the existing facility that we operate today. Temple also has another wastewater treatment plant on the, I guess it would be on the east side of the city, called the Dozier Facility. And they wish to harmonize the operating agreements for both of those facilities and put them under one proposal, one request for proposal, and get one entity to operate both plants. And so, we would have to compete in 2014.
We'd have to compete in an open bid to continue that.
In 2014, that's exactly the case. No further questions?
What's our revenue stream off of it now?
Well, the revenue stream off of it now is, we operate it at cost. It's one of the oldest operating agreements that we have. And one of the things that we have insisted upon in this revision is a management fee. And we will have a 3% management fee plus our overhead. And obviously, when we go through the proposal process, that'll be a part of what gets negotiated in the proposals, and we'll have to compete. And it's what people are willing to take to operate the facilities.
How competitive is that, you think?
Extremely. The major private contract operators that are out and about in that area there, that would be a plum for them to get. And so they'd be willing to operate at a very small margin through that business. It's the same as we have in the Sugar Land, Fort Benning area.
Any more questions on this item? Okay, we move on to